Hi, my name is Mariana, and today's podcast is an opportunity to reflect on how the creative arts can become a tool for emotional expression when language and words are not enough. In a world where language is prioritized, it is worth giving space to the arts to express what often cannot be communicated verbally. In this talk, I will explore a psychological phenomenon called alexithymia, also known as emotional blindness or the difficulty in recognizing, describing, and expressing emotions. The main objective of this talk is to examine how the creative arts can become a tool or a bridge, allowing a connection with the emotional world and helping in the therapeutic healing or self-awareness process. Initially, I will talk about some of the sources of inspiration for this topic, which resulted from the lived experience model sessions in the Masters in Creative Health. Then I will explore the definition of alexithymia. Later, I will introduce the role that the creative arts can play as a bridge between the emotional world and the person. And finally, I will also share a case study focusing on the relationship between alexithymia and somatization. As a main point of inspiration, I have considered some of the sessions we had in the lived experience module, where we were able to dive into the personal stories of different guests. They open up to share with us some elements of their personal journeys, and something that particularly caught my attention is that they share elements of emotional sensitivity and mental health that eventually led them to connect with the world of creative arts and how it became a tool for healing and transformation. Some of the speakers who inspired me were Liz Atkin, who spoke about her experience related to body-focused repetitive behaviors or compulsive skin picking, and the use of charcoal drawing as a tool that, as she mentioned, allowed her to push this energy away from her body and turn the hand position all the way around to the paper and not the skin. Also, Daniel Regan, who developed his creative work in photography and visual arts in response to his own experience and a way to document how he was feeling in his mental health process. Also, Lorna Collins, who suffered an accident that caused organic hallucinations, and she described her recovery process in which creativity has played a key role through storytelling, journaling, filmmaking, and painting. They explain through their lived experiences how different difficulties on an emotional journey led to expressions through the creative arts. But what happens when there is a difficulty in recognizing and expressing one's emotions? This is called alexithymia, a psychological term that refers to a personality trait characterized by difficulties in identifying, describing, and processing one's emotions. Picture this. You might find it challenging to pinpoint exactly what you're feeling, or struggle to put your emotions into words. That's a common experience in individuals with alexithymia. Interestingly, alexithymia comes from the Greek words a, meaning lack, lexis, meaning word, and thymos, meaning emotion or feeling. It captures the essence of the trait, the difficulty in expressing the right words to express one's emotional experiences. It was first coined in the 1970s by the psychiatrist Peter Sifneos to describe some of his patients who couldn't find the appropriate words to describe their emotional states. People with alexithymia often have a greater focus on external events or concrete facts rather than their own internal emotional states. This external-oriented thinking can impact their ability to recognize and interpret emotions, not only within themselves but also in others. It is important to know that alexithymia is considered a personality trait rather than a mental disorder. However, it can be associated with conditions such as autism spectrum, post-traumatic stress disorder, and also various psychosomatic disorders. Art has been present throughout human history and is inherent to human beings. it becomes an essential tool when considering the characteristics of alexithymia, as it allows individuals to reestablish a connection with their inner world and achieve a symbolic representation of what the body is expressing. Research has shown that people with somatic conditions often experience higher degrees of alexithymia. For example, studies have found that individuals with conditions like fibromyalgia, a condition characterized by chronic pain that also has a very important emotional and somatization component, tend to have reduced capacity to identify and understand their own emotions. This suggests that they may face challenges in recognizing and expressing their emotions, making it crucial to explore alternative approaches that go beyond the exclusive use of words in psychological treatments. This is where the creative arts come into play. The creative arts can serve as a mechanism to identify and symbolize psychic elements that are difficult to express verbally. In other words, artistic strategies can become a bridge between the psychological and the physical, providing answers and insights that would otherwise be challenging to obtain. By engaging in creative activities, individuals with alexithymia can tap into their creative potential and find a means to express and communicate their emotions in symbolic ways. The process of creative art allows for the exploration of emotions, thoughts, and experiences that may be difficult to put into words. In the next section, I will delve deeper into examples that illustrate the relationship between alexithymia and somatization. There are different approaches from the creative arts. One of them is dance. There was a study in 2006 with 36 women diagnosed with fibromyalgia. They spent 6 months in movement and dance therapy, and researchers compared changes in self-figure drawings with those of control participants. The results indicated that there was a significant increase in personal body awareness, which allowed patients to more assertively express their emotional and physical experiences, enabling a link between the emotional and the physical. It is also worth mentioning an example linked to current scholarship and case studies in creative health. The organization ARLIF is one of these. It is a creative health charity that has become a bridge through which patients with different mental health and chronic pain conditions can be linked to treatment through the creative arts. It implements an asset-based approach to health and well-being, with the aim of supporting self-management of chronic diseases in the community form and interdisciplinary perspective. In 2009, the University of Gloucester conducted an evaluation of ARLIF, concluding that there was a significant improvement in patients' mood, well-being, and enjoyment of creativity. In conclusion, the creative arts provide a powerful means of expression and connection for individuals with alexithymia, offering a bridge between the emotional and physical realms. However, it is important to recognize that the use of creative arts is not limited to those with alexithymia alone. We cannot deny that all of us, to varying degrees, can find it difficult to express and recognize our own emotions. Therefore, by embracing the transformative potential of the arts and creating inclusive spaces for emotional expression, we can support healing and self-discovery for everyone, regardless of their emotional abilities. Research and examples from initiatives like ARLIF and the lived experiences of the aforementioned Liz Atkin, Daniel Regan, and Lorna Collins demonstrate the positive impact of the arts on mental health journeys and well-being. The creative arts speak the language of emotions when words fall short. offering connection and transformation in the journey towards self-awareness and well-being. Thank you for listening.